Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, and I'm live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. I'm not going to go much into the Instagram thing, right? Stay away. We stay away from that. A lot of you guys are giving me crap on it. Like, don't talk about this. This isn't real news. You're probably right. But I think the other account is fake, to be honest with you. But who knows? It's a weird deal. You ready for the Super Bowl? You ready for this game Sunday?
I can't wait.
So pumped for it. Great matchups. Buccaneers. And this is, listen, I know it's Tommy Bones and Patrick Mahomes. Kind of rhymes. But it's kind of. You can get there. Yeah. But to me, it's Tampa Bay's defense versus this extremely electrifying offense. Brady could come out and be the MVP. He could be great. He could. He's had great moments this year. He's had moments where you go, oh, you're starting to see the age catch up to him. But to get here, my goodness. But there's so many great storylines surrounding this. Obviously starts with the quarterbacks. But that's where we go first, right? I mean, the old debate was it Belichick or Tom Brady? And I mean, I think that's obvious now, right? Danny Amendola was on, I don't know what program he was on, but he played for the Patriots. He said he has the utmost respect for Bill Belichick, but he said at the end of the day, it's Brady that made that thing work. It wasn't the scheme. It wasn't necessarily all Belichick, and he was very professional about it. He didn't take anything away from Belichick, but he said it's Tom Brady. I mean, yeah.
So if Tom Brady stayed, they'd be going to the Super Bowl with the Patriots?
Or they'd at least made it to the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Do we really believe that?
I don't know. So what are you saying? Are you saying it's more Belichick than I'm leading us to believe here?
Well, yeah, I think losing a star quarterback and not having much to work with after that.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots...
Doesn't mean your coaching is in question. Like, what are you supposed to do? You can't
coach
to a championship without the right pieces.
Yeah, true. I mean, but there has been that whole argument of, is it Belichick's greatness or is it Tom Brady's greatness?
I think it's too soon to tell.
So you're saying for a coach, probably need more time. Because the Bucs, let's face it, that defense was ready to go to the playoffs last year. That offense wasn't bad. It just didn't have the right quarterback. It had a guy in Jameis Winston that threw 30 interceptions. And I know he threw 30 touchdowns, but 30 interceptions, it's going to lose you a lot of football games. And they won 7, I think. They went 7-9. So, I mean, I get what you're saying. But so far so good for Tommy Bones. I mean, you go 1-0. And Belichick, I mean, you heard the rumor about Matt Stafford. That was the one place he didn't want to go, was New England. And that can be for many reasons, not because you looked at it and said, this is a bad play. They're very strict there. You know, Gronk barely got by being Gronk. They don't want you to be Gronk. They don't want you to be, you know, much of a person. Tom Brady was actually perfect for the Patriots because, he has a personality, but he keeps things pretty buttoned up. You know, and they've got that Patriot way thing going for him over there. So far, Tom Brady, this first year, goes to Tampa Bay. And listen, I didn't think the Bucs were a playoff team last year. They should have been. No, I didn't think that. But defensively, they were pretty good. So when Brady signed over with the Bucs, that's why I picked them. I picked the Bucs to go. This is my pick, folks, in August. I might not get everything right. But I did pick Tampa Bay, Kansas City. And I said, you pair up a great quarterback like Tom Brady with this defense. And I put Aaron Rodgers on this team and they're probably in the Super Bowl. So without taking anything away from Tom Brady, this defense might not be statistically the best in the NFL, but they're aggressive. They create. And that's the best kind of defense. That's what the Broncos were. They were statistically the best, but they also created. If you have a defense that can create turnovers, create chaos, so to speak, not just playing my man up and down the field and we're sound and we're doing the right thing. You are taking risk. It is a high-risk, high-reward defense that Tampa Bay has. And it's special. It's not going to go down as like one of the greatest of all time, but for this year, for 2021 Super Bowl, for 2020 season, they were a special group. And I love the linebackers for this team. I mean, Shaq Barrett, Lavonte David, Devin White. What's not to like about the linebackers? So I do love the matchup. You know, Tyreek Hill going up against Carlton Davis. Like, that right there is going to be a blast. Just the matchups within the matchup. Leonard Fournette, man, I wouldn't be shocked if he comes out and just has a monster game for the Bucs. Maybe even MVP in this one if the Bucs win this thing. But you got Leonard Fournette going up against that defensive front for the Chiefs. The Chiefs line without Fisher, are they going to be up to the task? I mean, that pass rush by the Bucs is fierce. So that's a hell of a matchup. Even special teams is going to be Kansas City with their returners and their different guys that they can throw out. There's a lot of great matchups in this game. So it's not just the quarterback situation, but it is a fascinating discussion. The Pats were basically ready to move on from Tom Brady, and Brady goes and finds a team, goes right back to the Super Bowl. I mean, it's nuts. Then you look on the other side with Kansas City. How many of these things are they going to get to? I mean, we asked the question, how many in his contract? He signed that 10-year deal. Do you see? It's hard to predict a guy going to 10 Super Bowls. It's ridiculous. Half of Tom Brady's career, he's been in the Super Bowl. He's played in the last game of the season. Half of your career. Some of these guys never get to go at all. Dan Marino went once, his rookie year. Big Ben started off, you know, oh, he's going to be in a lot of these things. What did he go to? Did he go to three? He won two. Didn't he lose one? Yeah, didn't they? They lost to the Packers. But, I mean, even that's phenomenal. Terry Bradshaw won four. Brady's won six, and he's been to 10. It's crazy. The fact that we have fans, and if I'm talking about you, I'm sorry, but you have fans that look at this matchup and go, I don't know who I'm rooting for. I hope they both lose. Like, the history you're seeing here, hopefully it's a good game, because you can walk away. You're going to walk away from this game. This is the kind of game you tell your children about. You know why? We watched Tom Brady. The guy went to 10 Super Bowls. That's Wilt Chamberlain stuff. You know, like you hear people talk about Wilt Chamberlain, what he was able to do, and all these stats that he had, and these crazy games. And we hear that now and go, that wouldn't work now or whatever. We don't see those kind of performances now. This is one of those. You're going to tell your children, Tom Brady, that guy went, because when I say four Super Bowls for Terry Bradshaw, it's crazy. That was a crazy thing in the 90s. That was a crazy thing in the early 2000s. And then when Brady started going, it was like, oh, just four? And then on the other side with Mahomes, I don't know. He's already been to two. What's this, his fourth year in the league? So, I mean, because, yeah, his first year, he kind of had the lock thing where he started the last few games. And then the next year, they go to the AFC Championship. They lose to the Patriots. And then the next year, of course, yeah, this is fourth year. This is fourth year, and he's been to an AFC Championship all but one. And he's been to an AFC Championship every year. He's the full starter because he wasn't his rookie year. He didn't start right off the bat. So, I mean, you have some history going on there. And look at the other, Travis Kelce. I'm just taking bullet points here. Travis Kelce is going to go down, if he can stay healthy, he's going to go down as one of the greatest tight ends to play this game. Tyreek Hill, love him or hate him, he's extremely electrifying. I mean, you like the rushing attack Kansas City has. And then defensively, it's a very underrated unit. So, I'm pumped for this one, man. I'm absolutely pumped. All right, we're going to jump to a side note here, side discussion, Colfax. A lot of talk about Deshaun Watson. A lot of talk about Drew Lock being done here. I said this yesterday, and I wanted to get the clip, and Colfax dug it up for us. How do you feel if team leaders, anybody on your team, but team leaders are actively talking about going to get Deshaun Watson? Here's Kareem Jackson talking to TMZ about what it would mean to have Watson. We'll play it. I want your thoughts on it, and then we'll talk about it.
It has to be something to where our front office has to, you know, want Deshaun there and want to make a move on that as well. So, like you said, I have tons and tons of tweets every day, you know, comments, everything, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere, man, they've been blowing me up, man, obviously, you know, wanting to try to get him in Denver. But, I mean, it doesn't matter what I do. I had a couple of conversations with him, you know, just with him, you know, saying that, you know, Denver is a place that he's interested in landing. So, I mean, everybody know the type of talent he possesses, you know, what type of guy he is. So, you know, I mean, it's just, it'll be nice, you know, nice to have him, you know, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Sure. So if you like tweet that out and say what he said, it sounds worse. Like if you write down what he said, but he talked about Drew Locke and he said, you know, we love Drew Locke. He handled it like a general manager, to be honest. I thought he sounded like a GM. Like, who wouldn't want Deshaun Watson? He's a game changer. But we do love Drew Locke. So I wanted to play that back because here we go again with Twitter. Always, Hooligans, educate you a little bit. Don't read the headlines. Click the story. Don't read the quotes if you can listen to it somewhere. Because things are always taken out of context. What is he supposed to say? Kareem played on the same team as Deshaun. So he has the utmost respect. Now, if word gets out that, and he has tweeted this. This is why, this is the only thing that's kind of weird to me. He's tweeted, I'm on it. Stay tuned. And we know damn well what he's talking about. Trying to recruit Deshaun Watson to come to Denver. And how do you feel if you're Drew Locke? You haven't earned it. Okay. But these are your teammates. These are your guys. And I know the quarterback, man, heavy lies the crown if you're a quarterback. Because we throw, you know, no one's talking about replace. You know, you don't really hear, oh, we want to replace this safety. That's not necessarily what it is. If we bring in a great safety, oh, that just means we have two great safeties now. Or we have a good depth chart. You know, that's, if we said, okay, well, Kareem Jackson, we have a chance to go get this guy. Go get Earl Thomas. That doesn't mean, I mean, now we got three awesome safeties. One could play nickel once in a while. Whatever. If we bring in Deshaun, that's it for Drew. So it is a different discussion. I've said it all along. I just don't see Denver doing this. I don't see it. Well, I mean, they're going to make a phone call. They will. Absolutely. What's it going to take? Is Deshaun even interested in Denver? And according to Kareem Jackson and other sources, say that, sure, Deshaun said, yeah, that's one of them. That would be one. And top five. So, I mean, the Broncos might be able to very well get Deshaun Watson, Colfax. It might happen. But I don't think it should. And that's not because I don't think Deshaun Watson's fantastic. But it just seems like new GM coming in saying, I'm going to build through the draft. You're telling me for the first half of your career as Broncos GM, he signed a 6-year deal. So for the first half of his career, he doesn't have a first round pick? And I guess it depends on how you value draft picks. I mean, Sean McVay with the Rams, he doesn't care. He relies on deep scouting and finding diamonds in the rough. Guys that are, you know, be third, fourth, fifth round guys that are going to come on and contribute in a big way. So it does depend on your philosophy, but George Payton told us, hey, we are going to build through the draft. Well, I mean, I know first round picks can be busts, but you have a better shot of a first round pick landing than you do a second round pick. And you have a much better shot of at least one of three first round picks landing. So I don't think it should happen. My blog this week, available at thewholeshow.com, forget the QB, build the D. Build the defense up this year. Take the time to do it. Because you have a unit right now that they weren't top five at one point in the at any point this season, but they could get close. And I think that when I talked about this last year, Colfax, I truly believe that to be a playoff team, you got to be top five or damn close in one unit. Either you have one of the best offenses in the league or one of the best defenses in the league. Tampa Bay has one of the best defenses. They're a top 10 offense. Kansas City is one of the best offenses. So there you go, right there with this. Most Super Bowl matchups have a top five in one category. And I think that with Denver, they are so close. Secure Justin Simmons, get that deal taken care of. draft a corner, pair him up now with Bryce Callahan. You liked what you saw with Michael Ojemudia. Suddenly, you have the best safety duo in the league, and you got a rookie corner. Hopefully it's Pat Surtain. I mean, that's the dream from Bama at 9. So now you have him playing nickel, and do you keep AJ Boye? I don't know. You don't have to. Because now you got a shutdown corner that you just drafted, pair him up with Bryce Callahan, and away we go. And I still think Bradley Chubb's a good player. I think he's got a lot to prove in 2021. Defensive line, you know, I'm okay with Jarrell Casey, keeping Jarrell. A lot of you said, hey, that's a foregone conclusion. They're going to move on. He got hurt. They're going to move that money. I'm okay with them keeping him. I'd like to see him. I'd like to see him, and I'd like to see Shelby Harris back with this team. And then you start looking for a linebacker late in the second and third rounds. We didn't get to see Justin Sternad last year. He was out for the season at the beginning of camp. So there's a lot of things I think about this defense that you could get close to being a top five unit, and having a top five unit gets you into the playoffs. All you got to do is ask Drew Locke to improve slightly. Is there any room to improve? Do I think he's the franchise quarterback? No. But can he improve slightly? Can he be a little bit better? You know, instead of 15 interceptions, can we get that down to 10? Instead of 16 touchdowns, can we get you up to 20? Like, that could be the difference. They had close games this year. And a lot of times it was the difference. Those interceptions, those turnovers, that was the difference. 22 minutes after the hour, Super Bowl week. It's a big one. Might as well stop by On the Rocks Liquor. Gear up for a big, busy, busy weekend. This week's Game Beer of the Week is from Berthoud Brewing. They have locations in both Berthoud and Loveland. Low Rider Lager. Pick up selections from Berthoud Brewing or any of your favorite adult beverages at On the Rocks Liquor. Gear up for that Super Bowl, I don't know if I can say party or whatever, but whatever you're doing. Also, Molly Brown Spirits from Denver is available at On the Rocks Liquor. Bourbon whiskey and rye whiskey. We're not supposed to cheer, Colfax. That's the rule. We're not supposed to party, not supposed to cheer.
Just golf claps?
Yeah. I don't even know. That's
too much?
Yeah, maybe.
Spreading air around,
moving. It's like a windmill in there. Mm. Yeah, so you got to be careful. Be careful with the cheering, Colfax.
Okay.
22 minutes after the hour. It's like, you ever see the movie? Come on. Kevin Bacon's in it, the dancing one.
Footloose.
That's what we're turning into. We don't want music. We don't want you dancing and singing and doing any of that stuff. You're spreading germs around. It's like Footloose. We'll be right back.
It's a party. Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party. Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. No code now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for The Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. Do you want to thank Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte? You can get a free mini cooler just by calling the folks over at Fresh Coat, and a free painting quote while you're at it, 970-414-4131. Fresh Coat provides all of our Top Text Tuesday prize. We'll see. You guys are taking forever to win this Broncos gift package. My goodness. We need some hooligans to step up. Are you a big prop bet guy? Got all the prop bets happening for Sunday thrown out there.
Not really.
Like, how long's the halftime show going to be, or how long's the national anthem going to be?
Yeah.
How about in the game?
Are they even doing the national anthem this year?
I think so.
Okay.
As far as I know. You know, they kept saying The Weeknd was playing at halftime. You know, I've never heard of that band, so I was like,
"It's during the weekend."
Yeah,
it
is during the weekend. You're exactly right. The Weeknd will be there. That's a weird way to say that the Super Bowl's this weekend, but sure, okay, yeah, The Weeknd will be there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, I seriously, you know me, I'm a rocker. I don't listen to that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
not big into that.
No.
Coin toss outcome. You can bet on that. I mean, when I read these, it's just like I feel like. This is like for compulsive gamblers. Like, just bet on the game. No. Like, I got a buddy that will tell me, like, oh, I bet on so-and-so to score the first basket last time. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, this is crazy. First offensive player First offensive play, excuse me, from a scrimmage, pass or run. Team to record the first down, Bucks or Chiefs. Get the first team to call a timeout. Outcome of first coach's challenge, play stands or it's overturned. Jersey number of first TD scored, over or under 24.5. You can bet on missing an extra point. Color of the Gatorade bath. Red or clear includes water or any other outcome. It's nuts, man. This game's not, all right. And then the other question comes out: should the day after the Super Bowl be a day off?
No.
It's a game. It's not a holiday.
Just make it on Saturday if you're worried about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more or less like just move it to Saturday then.
Yeah,
move the Super Bowl. I'd rather do that. Slackers. I don't want to come to work because you're too hungover after the Super Bowl. Well, you shouldn't even be partying, you heathens. No, it shouldn't. No, you shouldn't take the day off. It shouldn't be a national holiday.
No.
It's a game. If you want to take it off, work it out in advance, take it off. Or move it to Saturday. They should move it to Saturday. That'd probably be better.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
But Sundays are for football.
Sundays are for football. No, I'm good. They play football games on Saturday anyway during the regular season.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at the end, kind of. No, I'd be good with that. No, not a day off. You know me, I'm not big on halftime shows anyway. I've told you this a billion times on this show. I usually go on a rant. Yeah, I don't. It's just weird to me. You watch football all year, and it's just, you watch the recap at halftime. You go grab a beer, you get your nachos, whatever, and then you get back to the game. In this case, we have to have a mini concert. Such a weird deal.
I can appreciate the longer halftime, though, because it's more time to relax. Like you said, get a beer. Maybe get two beers.
Maybe get two beers.
Not partying.
No. Yeah.
No.
Take it easy. You're removing, you mask it up and down in between drinks.
Yep.
Yes.
But I can appreciate that, especially because it's like the last one, so you won't enjoy as much time.
Stretch it out.
Yeah.
It's always just weird to me that there's a musical act in between. I don't know. It's strange.
I just can't think what else they would do unless they just do a
jousting. Yeah, I told you, jousting.
Celebrity jousting.
Celebrity jousting.
You know, I always thought that was crazy, but the more I think about it, that would be way more entertaining.
You know you'd want to see Tom Cruise get his head... After he flipped out on his... Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear it?
Yes.
Remember Christian Bale did that on the set of Terminator? The new one? But he flipped out because some guy walked into the camera. Like he walked onto the set, onto the scene.
Yeah.
And messed up the shot. And Bale lost it. And I always thought that... Like he wouldn't stop. Like he really lost it. This was worse. Tom Cruise just... What was the deal? Some guy wasn't wearing a mask?
They weren't wearing masks or something.
Yeah, and he lost it on him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm trying to save this music, the movie industry.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's kind of weird, though.
Oh, yeah. It was bizarro. And he's talking about, it's nuts. So, yeah, you'd like to see Christian Bale and Tom Cruise go jousting.
That would be amazing.
You're not a big Christian Bale guy?
No.
Well,
who was he, Batman?
Well, Batman.
Okay.
I loved him in Batman. He was great there. There was a dragon movie he was in that was kind of cool. Noob says you can get a couple of dancers more at the den during. You can get a couple of dances at the den during halftime of the Super Bowl. Also, they have a great taco bar. Noob. Yeah. So that means is that what you're gonna do? Just take a break and go there?
Well, maybe.
You don't eat it. You don't eat at those places, man.
It's just because they have to.
Yeah.
They just set out the food because they have to.
Spaghetti's delicious there. Oh, my goodness. Wonderful. No. I'll take ideas for halftime, too. And picks. McLean's got the Chiefs winning 23 to the Bucks 13.
I don't go there with you. It's too low.
It's too low, yeah. I think it's probably going to be a high-scoring game. Yeah. That's my guess. Look at the matchup predictor on ESPN. Kansas City is given 52.1% chance, where Tampa Bay is the remaining 47. So they have this thing going down to the wire, man. The spread is 3. Kansas City favored by 3. I hope it lives up to it. You know, I really do. It's
there's like a weird part of me that's like
that thinks
it could give you a blowout.
It's going to give you a blowout. Yeah, I don't think Kansas City will get blown out. I don't know that Tampa Bay can do it. I don't know that they can blow a team out. Like, no. Well, I mean, they've done it, but
has Patrick Mahomes ever been blown out?
Boy,
in like the 3 games he's lost,
I don't know. Has he?
I don't think he has.
I mean, I'm just looking through their. They lost to the Raiders. Who did they lose to this year? The Raiders and the Chargers. In that last game, does that even count? I mean, they lost 38-21, but I mean, they had backups in, so I mean, that doesn't count. I don't know. I don't think he's ever been blown out.
I don't think so.
Maybe that first season when he was a rookie and the season was lost, so they just put him in. What year would that have been? 2017. Yeah. Yeah. It was 2017. And I'm looking, and did he only play like one game that year? Yeah, I think he only played like one, and they won that game. So the dude doesn't lose, Colfax. It doesn't happen very often. I mean, what we're seeing with Mahomes, I mean, dare I say this, it's going to be more. He is the better quarterback. Like, right now, he is better than what Tom Brady was in his prime, just because of the other things that he can do. Tom couldn't run. Mahomes can. That's where Tom Brady is the GOAT because of what he achieved. That's why. And he'll remain the GOAT until somebody can even touch that. I'm not saying you have to win 6, maybe 7 Super Bowls and go to 10 to ever go over the top of Tom Brady, but you got to get close. Like, Mahomes is going to have to, like, if he won 3, if Mahomes wins 3, and his stats are up there, then yeah, you could say that he's a better. But physically, like what their attributes are, Mahomes is better than what Tom Brady was in his prime.
If the Bucs win this, can Mahomes ever be greater than Tom Brady?
If Brady retires, he beat the best.
I beat the best.
Yeah, I think he can. I think he can. Because I think Mahomes is just going to get better.
Okay.
I know that sounds like ridiculous. How much better can he get? But you get more familiar with your offense every time you play, every game you go to, every practice. So, yeah, I think so. But
because then Brady can always say, I played through, I think we talk about it, like 3 generations of quarterback
exactly.
And offense rules.
Yeah. I mean, dude, yeah.
And I beat the newest generation when I was in 45 or however old
yeah.
it was.
Yeah, Mahomes has to do something absolutely crazy. And that goes for anybody to thinking about that today. Thinking, oh, well, Tom's, you know, we're going to be able to pass that guy up someday. You have to, like, I don't say Mahomes has to win 6 Super Bowls. I'm not, but you have to, like, win multiple Super Bowls. So he's got the 1. Yeah, I've got to see him be the, he's going to break all these records, probably, right? So he's going to break all these records, and then he's got to have a few Super Bowls. He's got to have a few. I'm not saying 6. Like, it's not how I'm measuring this whole thing out. Is like, oh, well, you don't have as many Super Bowls as him. So
you also have to do it for so long.
Yeah,
too.
That's the thing.
If you go win 5 Super Bowls in a row, I don't know what that looks like. Does anyone know what that looks like?
If you win 5,
five Super Bowls in a row.
Does anybody even know? I don't even think the three-peat's ever been
no,
there.
No, it hasn't.
I mean, the Bills are the closest because they went to 4 Super Bowls. They didn't win any of them, but that's historic, going to 4 Super Bowls in a row. Ugh. It's like you were there. Talk about that mountaintop we talked about with the Nuggets. Yes. Think if you're the Bills. No, he'd have to. Mahomes would have to do something extremely special. And that's because Ben Roethlisberger's won 3, but he's not going to have the. He doesn't have the same factor as Patrick Mahomes. You know, Rodgers is going to go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but he's only got the. He's got 1. So you don't. I mean, I don't think he touches Tom Brady. Skill set, yeah, you watch him on the field, but there's something about Brady that just he gets the job done. He might not be able to run for a first down. I was reading something. Players over the age of 45, receiving yards for players over the age of 45. Jerry Rice had like 2,000 when he was over 45. The next is Tom Brady with 6. So like he's second on all time. Receiving yards over the age of 45 in the NFL.
That's
he is
hilarious.
Second behind Jerry Rice. Nobody else has done it. Like, I think there's one guy below Brady. It's at 0. Because, like, I think he caught, like, he was thrown a pass or something, so he registered on the stat. Noob says Bucks 38, 32 over KC. Shaq Barrett, MVP. We heard Cody Rourke last from Pro Football Network say, don't be surprised if Shaq Barrett's the MVP. He could be. I'm telling you, I think what it's going to come down to is this run game for Tampa Bay. I don't think Tom Brady's going to be bad, but I do think that they're going to rely on a run game. And, you know, I'd be very curious to kind of see how this whole, I mean, again, Buffs or the Chiefs have a good defense. And it's underrated because, you know, they don't, statistically, they're not right there, but they are pretty decent and they can come up with some big plays. But on the running side, when you look at Leonard Fournette, talk about a reemergence. He didn't have like an amazing year, but he's a workhorse and they count on him. It's like I keep leaning toward him. I keep thinking he's going to be the MVP. But we'll see. 39 minutes after the hour, we'll talk more about this. That's a great concept. Like, if Tom Brady beats Mahomes, he's surviving all these generations. And Mahomes is the rep for the NFL for the next 10 years. He's the face of the NFL. So, like, is that the last, you know, the last thing Brady needs to do? I mean, he's beaten everybody. You know, except for Eli Manning, but he beats the next face of the NFL. Brady's been the face. Whether you hate his face or love his face, he's been the face of the NFL. Well, if he can come out and beat Patrick Mahomes, the guy that's replacing him in that regard, yeah, it's just only going to add to his legend. 39 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, the Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Do you want to thank Mosier and Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service? They got a motto there: services as unique as life. Also, live well and plan ahead. That's Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. It's already the toughest thing you know your family will have to deal with. Might as well take the burden off of them when it comes to all of those plans that go into obviously the last plan you'll make, right? Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Their number is 970-330-6824. Check out their website, Mosier, M-O-S-E-R, funeralservice.com. A lot of great matchups in this one, no question about it. You know, I'm very curious to see. I mean, again, with the edge rushers that the Bucks have, with those linebackers that are just so, so talented. See, like you guys are saying Shaq Barrett, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a guy like Devin White, you know, becoming the MVP over the weekend. But again, they have, to me, the top three linebackers collectively in the NFL. All three are just so good; they'll get after you at any time. I mean, they can blitz too. And watching Shaq Barrett is just, and again, he's more like a Von Miller type. And I've seen, man, he's got some. He's timing out that last game, the timing he had to get Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it looked like he was offsides. Von Miller was just so good at that. And it looks like Barrett learned a few things from his time with playing with Von Miller, who apparently is not going to be a Bronco anymore because he deleted all of his Bronco pictures on Instagram, or at least one of the accounts. And so, with Fisher being out in this game, that definitely hurts, you know, the Chiefs' chances. It does. I don't think that you looked at that and go, oh, well, they're going to lose because Fisher's out. That does hurt, though. Especially with these kind of pass rushers. I mean, I'm just looking at the corners versus Tyreek Hill. I mean, that's going to be big. And the next factor here will be, can anybody slow down Travis Kelce too? Having a superior tight end, which is why the Broncos really, really, really want Noah Fant more so than any player to work out. Because if you can have a tight end like Travis Kelce, it's a nightmare for defenses, because linebackers aren't fast enough and cornerbacks aren't big enough. You know, it's, so you can body those guys up. You can body those safeties up. So expect to see, there's so many characters in this one where you look at it and say, well, Travis Kelce could be the MVP. Patrick Mahomes could be the MVP. Tyreek Hill. Tyrann Mathieu, I mean, on the defensive side. So, yeah, this could be a great one, but I love your question, Colfax. Like, if Tampa Bay wins, if Tom Brady beats Mahomes, can Mahomes ever hope to really achieve? Because now you have it. Well, Brady, his last go-around, he beat him. Yeah, I think it's possible because, again, it's going to be Brady beating that defense and out-dueling Patrick Mahomes, so to speak. But, yeah, I would be shocked if Mahomes isn't in at least in four or more Super Bowls, at least. I mean, who's a favorite in the AFC next year? It's got to be the Chiefs, right? I mean, Pittsburgh's not going anywhere. That was a crumble like we've never seen. Baltimore's good, but they're not great. Buffalo, they got some work to do to get to that next level. They'll be there. They'll be in the playoffs next year. But they have some work to do. But yeah, the Chiefs are the favorite. Are the Bucs the favorite to go back? I don't know. Probably not. I mean, if Rodgers stays with Green Bay, you might be saying that. Then again, of course, depends on where Deshaun Watson goes. If he goes to an NFC team, maybe that team's a contender suddenly. So, I mean, yeah, I could see Kansas City going, and if they don't do it this week, I could see them right back next year, possibly winning. So, yeah, and again, I don't think you just have to measure it with Super Bowls, like 6 for 6. I don't think you have to quite go there. But Mahomes has to have a few, has to get a few Super Bowls. All right, 48 minutes after the hour, I'll give you my prediction coming up. I'll give you my prediction, and I'm going to tell you who I think is going to be the MVP on Sunday as well. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Keep up with your favorite high school basketball teams with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Okay. Auto Taylor, we know that everything like revolves around technology, so having skilled technicians paired up with cutting-edge vehicle diagnostics is just as important. That's Auto Taylor. They take care of my vehicle. They take care of my wife's vehicle, so I trust them. You guys should trust them, too. They're in Greeley. That's Auto Taylor. Who you got, Colfax? Big Sunday.
Going Tommy B.
You're going with the Bucks.
Yep.
Your score?
35-33. I think there's going to be some scores. I don't think this is going to be a typical Patriots Super Bowl that we're kind of used
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I think it's going to. Yeah, it's, what was the last one?
Was it
13-3?
Yeah.
The one that Pats were in. Yeah, I think Brady's going to have to be, like, he can't just not lose the game. Like, that can't be a Peyton Manning type deal.
Right.
It's got to be, he's got to be on it. They are going to run the ball. Leonard Fournette's going to run the ball. But he's going to have to, because you can stop Kansas City at times, but they're like Golden State from basketball. You could be up by 20 and something clicks and then you're in trouble. So the Chiefs will keep coming at you. They have all the weapons to keep you guessing. So yeah, I definitely agree with you on the scores. I think Noob's saying it's going to be in the 30s. We've had a few others say it's going to be in the 30s. McLean's going with 13 for the Bucks. I don't think it's going to be that low scoring. Yeah, I like the Bucks in this game. I do. I like Tom Brady to win this would be his 7th Super Bowl.
This would be 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. It's crazy.
That's insane.
And if you're Eli Manning, you're like, I'm the guy. Well, on the Eagles, but I'm the guy. I did it twice. Like, that's pretty crazy.
Talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Hall of Fame status.
Oh, dang it. Don't make me go off on that whole Hall of Fame thing.
We don't have time for that.
Yeah, I could see it being, I'm going to go 32-28 Tampa Bay.
So we're all real close here.
Yeah. It's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a good game.
I think it's going to be a really fun game. I like Leonard Fournette at the running back. Ugh, I've had a hard time with it. I think he's going to be the MVP. I think he's going to have a monster game. I think he's only getting better. Like, talk about a reemergence, man. He gets drafted first round, goes to Jacksonville. He's nothing in Jacksonville. Comes to Tampa Bay. And it's not like he had, you know, it's not like he was Derrick Henry numbers. But he's been versatile. You know, they've been able to put him in a lot of different formations and a lot of situations. And he's just a hard runner. And he seems like he's getting better. So I like it. You got an MVP going with Shaq Barrett. You can't go Mahomes, right, if you've got the Bucks winning.
Let's go Antonio Brown.
He's playing. I do think he's playing. I was looking at the injury report. But, yeah, he was questionable. Wouldn't that be something?
Let's do it.
That's where you're going.
Sticking with it.
Wow. All right, that's going to do it for us. Enjoy Super Bowl weekend. Get back to work on Monday, though, because it's not a holiday. After the fact. Do want to tell you guys, we got the stream for the Preps game tomorrow. Check that out. You can listen live on KFK, obviously. But it's Greeley West in Windsor. You can go watch it for $10. Go to 1310kfk.com. If you're a Greeley West fan, a Windsor fan, click that link. It'll take you there. You'll get all the information. It's going to be a great game. That'll do it for us. The Herd with Colin Cowherd's coming up next. Good night, Northern Colorado.